Unit 5 is asking voters for more taxing authority while promising the total tax rate would fall. The Unit 5 school board has decided to ask voters for $20.5 million more property tax dollars for its education fund. Superintendent Kristen Weichel and district business manager Marty Hickman say Unit 5 would not apply the 88-cent increase all at once. The tax rate swap follows a line of thought first articulated in 2018 by then-Superintendent Mark Daniel as a way to reduce an impact to taxpayers. In this conversation with WGLT's Charlie Schlenker, Weichel and Hickman say the district would wait until building bonds and working cash fund bonds are paid off before fully implementing the education fund increase. They say the switch would actually leave the district with a lower total tax rate than now. Weichel lays out how they settled on 88 cents and $20.5 million.
When we looked at the feedback that we gathered from community engagement, our in-person meetings, our paper electronic surveys or phone surveys, the community shared with us what option they wanted, they would best support. And it was kind of that middle of the road option. So that was one thing that we looked at. Two, we did not want to increase the overall tax rate that Unit 5 was applying, if at all possible, to the taxpayers. And so obviously this is actually going to be a lower tax rate. Coming to that number, though, really allows us to do what the feedback was, which was to, maintain that base of services that we provide and add some additional, such as lowering class size, looking at the opportunities that we provide students. And so in order to do that, not only just in the next immediate few years, we needed to look for at least 10 years out. What would this allow us to do?
Is this breaking an implicit promise made to voters in the last referendum that the money raised then would be sufficient to operate the district? Regardless of everything that's happened since, wasn't that promise made?
I was not here, so I can't speak to that.
Yeah, same.
Isn't that what referendums usually are, though?
That
promise to be able to operate?
I don't think so, because my understanding is, around that same time period, we built multiple new buildings to house the influx of kids in the community, and a 10-cent increase from a 1982-83 figure to think that that would long-term, forever, allow us to operate a district, I don't think is probably realistic.
Some would argue, though, that the growth in the community so far since then has not matched those projections made when that last referendum passed, and so you shouldn't need it. What's the response to that?
I think up until the last couple of years, the growth did match. We had very high growth up until the last couple of years, and I know there's some things at State Farm that started a little bit of a decrease. And then, of course, the COVID. But outside of the last couple of years, we were high growth.
Here's another argument likely to be made, that the state is not meeting its obligations as defined under the school funding formula of adequacy. Why should local taxpayers foot the bill for what the state should be doing?
With the state's evidence-based funding, they do have an adequacy target, but that target is also saying that locally, we are not pulling in the revenue that we should locally to support our schools. And so that affects the dollar amount that we get from the state.
If this doesn't pass, what does the school district look like?
That's really a question that the board is going to have to answer. We do have working cash to help us for the next couple of years. Obviously, that's not a long-term solution. If it doesn't pass, I would anticipate the board would need to assess the election results and make a decision as far as what they choose to direct us to do as district admin moving forward.
School districts, when they go for referenda, often define what will happen if it does not pass as a signal to voters that this is what's at stake. Do you plan to do that? Do you plan to say, we're going to propose that we cut X numbers of teachers, X numbers of sports, X numbers of enrichment offerings, and this is how we would make the budget balance if this doesn't pass.
So that will be something that the board will have to decide if they want to put something like that out there. I've worked in districts who have done that during referendum, and it usually doesn't do anyone any favors. It makes people worried. It makes some people mad. You know, I mean, we did make over right around $2 million worth of cuts last year. We did make reductions. You know, certainly this board has been willing to do that. I honestly can't say, though, if that's the direction they're going to go or not.
This is Sound Ideas. I'm Charlie Schlenker. We're talking with Unit 5 School Superintendent Kristen Weichel and Business Manager Marty Hickman.
Even before the board approved going to voters to ask for more support, I had heard a theme in the community bubbling up that the administrative costs for Unit 5 have grown out of proportion since the last referendum to the rest of the district. Would you respond to that allegation?
So when we look at the number of administrators to student ratio, we actually have one of the highest student to admin ratio to other districts. I don't think that's accurate. You know, so what that means is that's less admin to support students when there are challenges. It's less admin to support families when they have concerns. It's less admin to support our staff when they need assistance. It definitely puts a strain. We are very thin administratively compared to a lot of other large districts.
Would you enlarge on that? Come up with some apples to apples? Other, what do you mean by one of the lowest?
So when I look at different departments, I mean, I'll use our special education administrator. We have 4 special education administrators for over 12,000 students. That's a lot of students per one special ed administrator. When I look in our curriculum department, you know, we have one curriculum director for 17 K-5 elementary schools. We have one curriculum director for grades 6 through 12. That's it.
What's usual then?
Yeah, usually they would have at least 2 to 5, sometimes more. And so, you know, we have one director of special education. A lot of districts our size might have an assistant director. What I can say is we've lost some administrators to other districts who pay a whole lot more money than we do. And we've had people turn us down to come here because we don't pay enough.
Why go for a referendum now? It's a general election that is likely to draw a high turnout of voters who have traditionally thought they were, as the saying goes, taxed enough already.
We really took the feedback from those community engagement sessions and the feedback, you know, that was gathered through a widespread demographic was that there is quite a bit of support to go at this point in time. You know, we're really at a critical point where, you know, in a school district, you can't just not look ahead to future years. I mean, while we've got a couple of years of working cash money, we wouldn't be doing our jobs very well if we weren't looking at 3 years down the road. And what does that mean? Because, you know, while a levy year, you know, might be like levy year 22, we're not going to start to receive any of that money, half of it the following year in 23 and the other half in 24. We do have to plan well in advance.
You're listening to Sound Ideas on Bloomington Normal's Public Media. I'm Charlie Schlenker. We're talking with Unit 5 Superintendent Kristen Weichel and Business Manager Marty Hickman about the proposed referendum just approved for the fall ballot by the Unit 5 School Board.
Many times referenda campaigns take more than a year to develop to adequately educate the voters. Yes, you've been doing community engagement for some time, but not actually making a referendum campaign case. Do you have enough time to do the job adequately?
You know, a couple of things. So one, my understanding is that the last referendum, that there wasn't a lot of time, you know, in going out, campaigning, that sort of thing. Two, our job will be to provide factual information. You know, we won't be able to campaign and encourage someone to vote for or against. We'll just be providing factual information.
That last time, then new superintendent, Gary Niehaus, who came in the middle of the campaign, said that going for that referendum so quickly was a risk. How big a risk do you think this is?
I would say anytime you take a question to taxpayers, there is a risk involved because you just don't know who's going to show up to vote and you don't always know how they're going to vote. There will be some that will always vote yes and support schools. There are always going to be some people that vote no. So it's a matter of who's going to show up and how they'll vote. Ultimately, you know, it is up to the board to decide when to take this question to taxpayers. And based on the feedback through the engagement process, it really did lead us to believe that the board should at least consider asking the taxpayers. Working cash is not a long-term solution, so we're looking for ways that we can provide stability to provide the best education to our students in Unit 5. And by taking a question to the taxpayers allows for that opportunity to occur. And then secondly, you know, I hope that the community really takes the time to listen and learn about factual information so that way they can make an informed decision.
Does this balance it or will there remain a small structural imbalance if it passes?
So obviously we're only talking about the education fund with this. This would help us keep that base of opportunities and options we're providing to students, as well as add some additional things either back or on, which is what the feedback was.
I didn't hear a yes there.
It's going to take care of the, like this year, we're anticipating, what, an $11 million deficit. So if we had this, yes, this would take care of that, you know, deficit in the education fund. Again, I can't say that forever in a day that will always be the case. But as we, you know, look at least the next 10 years, yes, you know, we feel like this is going to help us for at least that time period, knowing that a lot of variables could change, right? The state could change their funding formula. The EAV could either increase drastically for many years or decrease drastically. You've got contracts that are going to, you know, change. So like there are a lot of variables, but we do feel comfortable for at least the next 10 years, this would help with that deficit.
Please respond to this line of thought. Okay, you've made a case that something needs to happen, but why do you need to add anything onto the taxpayers' back? Can't you just close the hole and not improve the student-to-teacher ratio, but just stay with what you have because the school district is doing fine as is?
Again, part of the community engagement was to hear what our community wanted. And so a diverse, you know, widespread group, some people who have kids in the district, some people who don't have children in school anymore, responded to those surveys. And this is what they, you know, provided as far as wanting. So that's what we were doing.
Will that swap, in effect, from bonding for buildings and the working cash tax bonds to operating tax rate handicap the district to meet future needs for facilities? Because it will be tough to convince voters to pass a new building referendum because they've already, in essence, traded tax rates.
The answer is there's still room. Where we're going to fall to is still going to be lower. So there's still room for, if there was growth in community and we need some sort of a building referendum, there's still room there to come back up and still be at the tax rate that we have today.
That's Unit 5 Business Manager Marty Hickman and Superintendent Kristen Weichel. Unit 5 says another factor that has changed in the years since the last referendum is a marked increase in unfunded state mandates. Weichel and Hickman spoke with WGLT's Charlie Schlenker. To further frame the referendum proposal, here are some numbers. As a percentage of the entire operating budget, the money raised by the proposed rate increase would be more than 10%. The amount raised would likely change as property values continue to grow even before the rate is implemented. Unit 5's current total property tax rate is $5.61 per $100 of assessed value. Hickman says under the proposal, the total tax rate for the district would be $5 or 60 cents lower per $100 of assessed value. The total property tax rate for Unit 5 would drop 20%. The increase in the education fund rate would be more than 32%, and total education fund revenue after the referendum would rise from about $63 million to about $83.6 million.